Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, extend yourself and heal others starting today. In your home, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host, Cindy Sharp, and your spiritual business coach to get your business moving and a-shaking. So, it's 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive is the name of this episode that we do. We do a few of these a week just to get you motivated and give you a little loving spiritual spark in your business so you can move forward and get yourself into the flow. So, hi, how are you guys doing today? We have one thing I want to share with you, and then let's get right into it, because today our show is about something very important. It's called Purpose and Truth. And what we're going to do today is we're going to get down and dirty with what is the truth about purpose. And you know what's going to happen is you're going to feel the big energy shift. There's going to be a shift in your business that is going to be unique today. So make sure you hang out to the very end, because at the end is when I give you some ideas that you can actually take away and start putting your action in your business. So I will just ask you if you'll hang out with me until then. It's only 15 minutes. Let's hang out together and help your business. So I want to make a quick announcement in regards to a new show that's coming up called The Messengers. This show will be Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is a 30-minute interview of people around the globe that are absolutely blessed and amazing with a beautiful spiritual gift that they're giving out to the world, and that they're running their business through that spiritual gift. And they're going to talk about their gift. They're going to give you some information about what they do and how they do it. They're going to share with you how you can learn more about what they do and how they do it, either by working one-on-one with them or by them giving you a free gift. And as important as all that goodies, you know what we do here on the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show is that we empower spiritual healers to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans, or what I like to call groupies. So on the Messenger show, is they're not only going to talk about what they do so you can get some information and some learning from them, they're also going to share with you a couple ideas of what they do that really sparks their business so you can get some ideas to grow your business. Gotta love that. Now that's a win-win all the way around. So today it is purpose and truth. So what is the truth about purpose? You know, there's so much talk about you have to find your purpose, and when you find your purpose, then, you know, life is going to be perfect. And you know, there's that great saying that do what you love, you know, do your purpose and the money will come. there's all these fantastic things about purpose. So here's what I'm going to tell you today about purpose that will really get to the heart of the truth of the matter of what this really means to you and what this means to your business. Because a lot of times we're called, right? We're being called by the universe. We're being called to do something big, to step out in a big way, and to make some big changes. And what happens when we're being called is that we step a little, and sometimes we shrink back because we're thinking, well, maybe we didn't get all the information. Is this really truly my purpose? Maybe I need to know more to be able to create this purpose and create this big dream that I have. And the fact of the matter is if you are being called wherever that is, whatever that is in this human experience, so whatever you're being called to do as a spiritual being in this human experience, you are in the right place. Now, I talk about this all the time because we get so pulled out energetically of where we're supposed to be, and we constantly think we're supposed to be something bigger, we're supposed to be something more. We're constantly waiting for, you know, when the money shows up, you know, that great saying, like I said, do what the passion is and the money will come. You know, when the clients show up, when this shows up, when that shows up, then we will be doing our purpose. Then we will be enough. But the fact of the matter is, we already are enough. The fact of the matter is, and the truth is, you are already doing your purpose. If you've been chosen and you've heeded the call and you're honoring your gift in however that looks, you found your purpose. Because here's what I will tell you about purpose. Today you are going to be called in one way. 5 weeks from now, you're going to be called in a bigger way. 6 months from now, you're going to be called in a different way. Whatever your purpose is today, that is your truth. It changes. Because the fact is that as we grow energetically, as we raise our vibration, as we get more open-hearted in this beautiful human experience and more accepting, the truth is that the purpose rises and the energy rises. So the fact is, and please, please, please hear this, whatever you're being called to do today is your purpose. So here's some things about the truth about purpose. The truth about purpose is, it's not what you get, it's what you give. So when you're thinking about purpose, a lot of times we think about purpose in a work light or in a money light or in a, if the business isn't going exactly the way I think, light, my purpose, it might not be my purpose, I might be going the wrong track, I'm not sure if I'm going the right way. You know, there's all these things that we think about in when it comes to purpose and are we doing our purpose. And the truth is it's about giving, not getting. If you want to give or if you want to get, more love, you know, we are always as these human beings searching for love, searching for love. If you want to get more love, give more love. There's a truth about purpose. You're in your purpose when you're giving more love. If you're sitting in your mind and you've got yourself caught up in the web of deceit, of believing that you need more love, oh my gosh, I got to go find more love. I got to, you know, swim out here in the waters of the universe. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love. The fact of the matter is give love. And you receive love. Do you want more money? Are you thinking, my goodness gracious, once I find my purpose, then I'm going to make money? and you keep have that thought process. Once I find my purpose, then I'm going to make the money. Once I find my purpose, then I'm going to make the money. You are in your purpose at this moment. And the energy of money, or whatever prosperity that is, if it's the energy of joy, whatever it is, can come to you in this moment. The truth is, if you want to make more money, help others make more money. How does that look? It can look any way. It can look that you're sitting in a coffee shop and you're considering how much of a tip you're going to give to the girl that just waited on you and just brought you joy, brought you that beautiful caffeine that we all love, right? And you may be sitting there thinking, you know, well, I'm going to give her a 15% tip, or, you know, I'm going to give her an 18% tip. Or maybe you think to yourself, or 20, whatever it is, or maybe you think, you know, really today I only can afford, because we get that thing going in our brain. Hey, if you want to make more, give more. Give her a 25% tip. Give her $10 and when you only bought a $3 thing of coffee. Whatever the case may be, just be wholeheartedly in that receiving and giving love energy, which is the law of circulation, right? So the truth about purpose is, if you want more joy, if you want more money, if you want more love, give more love, more money, and give more joy. So some things for you to think about this week when it comes to, am I really living my purpose, is this. If you've heeded the call, if you have honored your gift. So heeding the call is, ooh, I hear it. I'm being called, I'm being pulled, and you let those little ears kind of perk up, or your little antlers, or whatever you want to call them, and you say, oh, I hear that, I hear it. And then the next step is, I honor it. I'm grateful for it. I allow the universe to do the healing through me that I need to do to heal and help others. The truth about purpose is wherever you are and whatever you are doing your purpose as long as you are giving more love, giving more money, and giving more joy. As long as you are into the energy of that, that brings love and joy. If you're into, I have to have love, I have to have joy, I have to have money, and therefore I'm waiting until my purpose kicks in, no purpose kicks in. It's literally, you know, the law of the universe. It's the law of circulation. It's how it works. It kicks in when you go, the truth is, I'm living my purpose today. And make every interaction with another human being a purpose-driven interaction. Make every time that you're doing anything in your life a gift of joy to the universe. And stay in that connection of that energy. Because the truth is, your purpose is just to be love. Your purpose is just to be joy. So what I'd like you to do today is, what I'd like you to think about is, how does this affect me? Is there a place that I'm holding myself back, waiting until I get, you know, stricken with, you know, a lightning bomb? Somehow or the other, the word that I'm thinking of is not coming to my brain, but you're just all of a sudden getting hit with a bolt of lightning. Bolt is the word I was looking for. Bolt of lightning, and you're getting hit with it, and it's like, bam, that's my purpose. Bam, I know what I should do. Bam, now the money should come. Bam, now the joy should come. Bam, now the love should come. Sorry, it's not the way that it works. So look at your life and say, have I been waiting for the purpose energy, or am I living my purpose? Have I heeded my call? Have I honored my gift? Am I bringing the joy? Am I giving the joy? And am I giving the love? That's your question for you today. And if you do all those things, everything's going to work out just perfectly when it comes to the path that you have chosen. And just know the path could change. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are in that moment, it's where you're supposed to be. Okay, so that is our show today on 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive. This is your coach, Cindy Sharp. If you need any help or coaching with your business and you would like some inspiration, some help on ideas of how to build your business, or just a cheerleader that's there to support you because you're working all alone in your little office and you're not sure what to do next, that's what I'm here for. Please contact me at Sharpening Your Spirit. You know how this ends. It is love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye now.